Today, we're joined by the extremely talented and supremely popular content creator, Danny LaPrior, who first gained popularity on Vine and blew up from there. He's a comedian and musician with over 81,000 followers on Instagram, and fans around the world are obsessed with his quick wit and crooning voice, and we were lucky enough to do a little song goofing with him today. But first, I want to talk about something that'll have you as smooth as our guest tunes. No matter what you do in the bathroom to get ready, Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. They have amazing shower stuff, styling products, toothbrushes, toothpaste, and of course, razors and shave supplies. At first, I thought this was a thing only for men. It is not. I am now obsessed with it. They have these little travel packs that are great. I know we have a bunch of trips coming up this month. I'll definitely be using their stuff. That's how I get ready, but you're not me. You have your own way to get ready. You might shave your whole body to get ready for a bike race. Dollar Shave Club's executive razor and shave butter can help. You might do your hair to get ready for your soccer match. Boogies by DSC can help you get your style right. The thing is, no matter what you do to get ready, DSC has everything you need. And right now, you can get ready with an amazing deal on any one of their starter sets. I recommend the Daily Essentials starter set because I love that Amber Lavender Body Cleanser. I get compliments on it all the time, but you can't go wrong with any of them. Head over to dollarshaveclub.com/haters to pick out your own DSC starter set for just $5. After your starter set, products ship at a regular price, and make sure to check out their new video, too. Genuinely, I usually skip over ads. I watch all theirs. They are hilarious. It's a great reflection of the company. Love their products. That's dollarshaveclub.com/haters, dollarshaveclub.com/haters. And you know what? I have one more thing before we start the show. A little bit of a teaser, but we're going to be singing about titties today. A little bit of titty talk. And it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month next month, so you'd think, why won't they save it till October? It's never a bad time to talk about titty health. That's what I say. So let's roll the episode.
Fucking titties, no, no, yeah, I know, yeah, 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 yeah. Let me suck them titties, baby. No, oh, oh, yeah, let me suck them titties, baby. Let me suck them titties, baby, I know. Suck them titties on the west side. Suck them titties on the breast side. Best titties I ever had. Oh, 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 I. Let me suck them titties right now. From the night turning down, girl. Suck one, maybe two. And damn, boy, gone. Yeah. Let me suck them titties, baby.
Alright, I'm super excited. I mean, I've interviewed huge celebrities, huge athletes, but I'm so excited about having Danny. I said it last night on the radio. We got Danny in the studio. I am pumped, man. I've been following you for, since Vine. Before I even thought about having an internet presence, I was following you on Vine, laughing at your shit, man.
Those are the good old days.
The good old days. And Vine changed people's lives.
It did. It changed mine. I can't lie.
And it was so easy, just 6 seconds of content, like just put it out, and if you were good, you were getting followed. Like, Twitter's so hard to gain followers now. Vine is like, if you're good, it's like, brrr, people blow up from like 10 to a million in like 3 days.
A lot of it, too, was like, you strike when the iron's hot, so like, you get there before the celebrities were there.
Yeah.
So then like, you were like kind of the celebrity on there.
Yeah.
So then once they started like verifying people and stuff like that, you were able to get propelled, like people started to know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just funny, like people would see me in like Foot Lockers and be like, "Yo, you sing about titties, right?"
Yeah, you're the titty guy.
That's me.
I'm like trying on a sneaker. They'd be like, "Yo, can I catch a flick?" I'm like, "Yeah, no problem." Yeah.
And they'll
tag me and be like, "Yo, the titty god," and they won't even. And then like they'll tag my name. I'm like, "This is what I'm known for now."
And it's tough. But the first time that you were, how old were you when Vine came out? You had to be
I'm
young.
29 20s. Now. I think Vine was 2013. So if my math is correct.
Oh yeah. Big
was,
test here.
Oh, man.
Big test here.
I was 24, 23, 24.
So being like a young fellow like that and like getting recognized for singing 6 second clips, like doing and putting together, and those jokes, whenever you're doing Vine, if you're good at it, 6 seconds tells a whole story. It's amazing.
Yeah. I think if anything sounds good, whatever's coming out of your mouth, they'll accept it. But I've been lucky enough to make people laugh while I do it, so... For me, it was like, I'm just going to do what everyone told me I could sing.
Mm-hmm.
But I never, like, took vocal classes or anything like that. I remember being in like third grade and like my music teacher was like, I want you to be Danny in Grease. I was like, yo, fuck you. I'm not doing that shit. And then, but once it started like gaining traction, it's like you start being like, oh my God, I can actually do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like sing about titties for a living.
And it turned into you too, like not just doing that, like singing about titties, but like the impersonations and like voice control and all that shit. Like you were doing all of it.
It was the most fun time because I didn't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Like you know, for lack of just a better sentence.
You had nothing to lose at that point. You were just starting out. So.
I had nothing to lose. And the thing was, is like I sing about titties, but I really sing in them in like such a pro titty way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what like, I was saying. I was telling Kate, I was like, I know it sounds like, but he's really like not a problematic dude at all.
No. Yeah. It's just like my love for titties eclipses everybody else.
Yeah. So it's like you suck about sucking titty. I'm like, damn, he's kind of woke.
Yeah. I'm in Dumbo the other day. I'm going into an H&M there, and a dude on a bike is riding by. It's me and Joe. I'm riding by on a bike, stops his bike, and goes, yo. And I go, yo. He goes, let me suck your titties. I was like, yep. He gives me a pound,
yeah.
And just rides his bike. It just keeps going.
He's just like, that's
off.
What's up.
Yeah, yeah. And Joe just looked at me and goes, that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
Like, have you ever been with your parents or anything like that? And you're like, yo, this is a titty guy.
I was with my girlfriend's parents yesterday.
That's got to be even worse.
Yeah.
Because they're like, is he sucking on her titties too?
Two days ago, I was walking the dog, and they love to come by and see the dog. So I brought the dog downstairs. It's me. My girlfriend's not even there. And a guy walks by me. He's like, yo, let me suck your titties, yo. It just gives me the biggest dap. Like, you know when you give somebody a dap and that shit is the perfect and five
it,
of all
yeah,
time?
It just makes that perfect, like, pop sounds.
Yeah, popped. We shared the best five, but the whole time I was like, I don't want this five to end because I got to turn around and look at them
and
in the face.
And see them, yeah.
But they both just looked at me and they were like.
Oh. You turn around, lick your lips, you'd be like, what's up?
They fucking hate it.
I was going to say, are they, like, fully aware of what?
Well, they're, like, close to their 70s, so, like, they're not. They're going to be, I grew up watching South Park, mm-hmm. the Chappelle Show, my brother who's 37 showing me Eddie Murphy, like, mm-hmm. I've been saying the word titties for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably the cleanest word I've been saying.
Yeah.
So I had to have that conversation.
Now you're a big suck my ass from the back guy.
Yeah, suck my ass from the back.
Yeah.
Which I think is one of the most disrespectful things you can say to somebody.
It is, because you get right up in the ass when it's from the back.
And obviously... Most ass is getting sucked from the back.
Yeah, and it's ass eating season, so it's not really frowned upon.
When does that start?
Oh, it never ends.
It's continuous. It's kind of like chow in the field, but it is I think it's really full effect whenever you bust out sweaters. So pumpkin spice season and ass eating season really go hand in hand.
Lattes and ass.
People are sweating less in the fall.
Yeah. It's true. It's very true. It's actually, I love that I could wear a hoodie today.
Yeah.
73. Yesterday, I thought I was going to die.
Finally.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Super hot. So you have, you know, you meet people, you have comedians that you like where instantaneously you see them and you laugh. Like where it doesn't have to be, whenever you're first starting to be funny to someone, you almost have to prove that you're funny. Like Big Cat is that way to a lot of people. He comes on screen, he says something, the assumption that he's funny is there. I have that with you. Like whenever you come in, like, prah! start doing like the machine gun noise, something like that. Establishing that level of funny is difficult to do.
The thing is, it is, but a lot of it, I feel like most comedy stuff is you got to throw enough shit at the wall, eventually something's going to stick.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have kept singing about titties if it didn't catch fire.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just would have been some weird dude with no job singing about tits.
Right.
You know, it really is supply and demand business.
So, and right now, the demand for titties is...
And it's came back. The demand for titties is high.
You're like your titty song is basically like Bell Bottoms. Like, it made a comeback.
Oh, yeah, because, the titty song was five... Every once in a while, I just get, like, mentioned in tweets. It's like, just for the culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it'll go
like,
viral.
Like, you're the Migos of breasts.
Yeah, so, like, my last one that I put out has 1.4 million views on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Which... To get that on Twitter, I'm like, that's impressive to me because
that's a lot, yeah.
People are super selective on Twitter. But like I'll switch it up. Like I did one of like a DJ who only scratches gay rappers.
Yeah. Sweat, sweat, Stop it, whip, 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 whip. Yo, let me see your fucking dicks rip. Skip it, whip, 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 whip. It's not gay to suck another man's penis. Whip, whip. Skibbity, whip me, whip, whip. Let me scrappy, whip, whip. Skippy, dippy, dippy. Let me see your dick. Squip, squip. Squippy, squip. Squip, it's squip, it's squip. Let me see your dick. Scrib it, whip, 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 whip. It's sexual experimentation, yeah. Scrib it, whip, 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 whip. Yo, let me see your motherfucking dick.
Gay rappers bars. Like, yeah. You know, DJ Premier would mix stuff and have their vocals in there, but the vocals were only of a gay rapper. Like, people love that one. You got to just try enough stuff. And then at some point, people will take you for that. But you could get pigeonholed, though.
Now, that's what I want to talk to you about, because there was, I wrote the Ariana Pete Davidson has butthole eyes thing. And it's one of those things where I don't think it's that funny. You're laughing, but I don't think it's that.
I'm laughing because of the backlash.
Yeah.
As a person who didn't think, like, this isn't a big deal.
Right.
And then seeing the backlash, I was like, this is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you kind of get pigeonholed in there where you're like, oh, talk about this joke, talk about this joke. And in my head, I'm like, that joke's not that funny. Like, the phrase butthole eyes is decently funny.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
But it's not, like, over-the-top funny. I'm like, dude, I wrote, like, 3 blogs earlier that day that were better than that one. And do you get tired of being, like, singing about titties?
I don't. And
I love the answer, first of all.
No.
And here's why.
I was leading you down the yes path, and you're like, no, I actually still love it.
And here's why. I get so much love for it. That it's like, why would I stop?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like something, it's like, once it's not fun for me to do anymore, I won't do it.
But you're coke fiending for those comments and likes when people are really eating up.
Because with my content, if I laugh at it, I'm my biggest critic of all my shit, regardless if it's ridiculous or not. As soon as I put that second, let me suck your titties out, I said, this shit is going to blow up. I know already. Just because of, like, the vocal shit that I hit.
Yep.
And, like, the way I, like...
Was the first one long? Because I think I've only seen, like, the 6-second one.
The first one was 6 seconds, and then I just dropped the remix and just blew the world up.
Yeah, because I thought I was low-key pissed when I saw... I was like, how have I not seen that? So that one was new.
That was the new one.
The minute-long one for the Instagram. You did it for the gram instead of for the Vine.
I did it for the gram at that point. And then I was also like, I only got, like, 10 followers yesterday. I need some gas. So I was like, you know what? Let's throw out the oldie with the goodie, but let's switch it up and make it longer. Because everyone's always like, damn, I wish this shit was more than 6 seconds. But then it's like, do I really want to go back? It's like if Old School made a sequel.
Yeah.
Do you want to mess with that one? Or can you do it again?
But to me, it's a little more involved in that. It's like an episode of Sex and the City became a good movie of Sex and the City.
Right.
Where you can extend it out and make it better. Like, and I think you did. I would listen to it. You should do a whole titties album. I would just ride around listening to that shit.
That is something that's in the works.
Oh. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
It's going to be like.
Is it going to be called Views from the Tits?
No. It's TX3. Yeah. The titty tape, so it's T times 3.
Nice. I like.
But I got some people that are actual real producers sending me beats for it.
That's the kind of stuff that, like, when you're like, holy shit, I can't believe this is real and this is happening and this is about titties. Like, titties started this. You're welcome, by the way, dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got
it. Well, like,
titty havers.
A producer, do you know who Cardo Got Wings is? He made God's Plan the beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was just like, yo, I love your shit. I'm going to send you some beats. And I was like, all right, they're going to be mad expensive. And he was just like, nah.
That's awesome.
And just hold them and just, like, put titties on them. And I was like, all right. He's like, just
put,
like,
some titties,
like,
on my beats.
Yeah, yeah, he was like, yo, just make them, like, 130-second clips. And then I was like, all right, cool. And then, like, the Flatbush Zombies, my buddy Eric the Architect over there was like, yo, I need, like, a titty interlude. So, like, I'm going to do something with them. And then... another dude, Richie, who worked on won Grammys for Damn, Kendrick Lamar's album, was like, yo, I'll send you 3 beats and put titties on them.
I'm like, so who's, I got to do this now.
Who's like your dream to work with where you're just singing the hook, where you could be like their Nate Dogg?
I would love to do a song with Snoop and just have like him relive like that Nate Dogg energy through me. But who I would love to work with now is probably the Migos.
Yeah.
Because their music is so stupid.
It's
just, yeah, and I think that they could build off of it so well. Like, if they throw a couple good ad-libs behind my shit, like, we're going platinum.
Dude,
yeah.
I would love to hear you with Lil Dicky, too.
Lil Dicky is, he's too big now, though. Once he did that shit with Chris Brown, I said, this kid's on another stratosphere. And he's a Scooter Braun guy, so.
And he's legit. People don't give him credit for being a legit good freestyle, too. Like, when he's on, like, Sway in the Morning, and you listen to it, when he dropped, like, In a Year I'm Going to Be Bend Over Michelle Obama, I was like, oh, my God.
Nah, I'm happy they put him on there because he's got bars. Like, he could spit for real. And I'm actually happy that he was able to have, like, commercial success because he was a dude at college who was nice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, like, at every, like, frat party, they'd be like, yo, spit. And then he would rap and, like, all, like, the sorority girls would be like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And then he turned that into a career, so. You know, I love guys that went to college and then they become rappers.
No doubt. But you do, if you drop a full album, are you going to have any real life? Because we went through your Instagram. Kate, why don't you read about some of the haters? Were they upset whenever he goes through and he doesn't actually talk about titties?
Well, what I noticed is that you do have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
I mean, you're crushing it in that regard. So you do these titty songs and everybody comments, oh, these are great. And then every now and then you see, but I'd love to hear you do something real. I'd love to hear you just, because your voice is so beautiful, I'd love to hear you sing a real song. So then finally you did one.
Yeah.
And someone told me that you're still lonely. There's someone to care for. There's someone to be there for. I still you, I can't believe you. It's true, you told me. I gotta know. Are you lonely, still there for me?
And can I read a couple of the comments?
Yeah.
So he did a completely titties-free song.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Frigg Phelps says, don't care for it.
See?
Bring back titties.
Yeah.
Poppy Chulo didn't send any words, but it's just a bunch of parentheses, homemade titties, and
yeah,
periods.
Like he's fiending for the nipples. Tits, very clearly there.
Ashwag Saruji said, honestly, I've been waiting for titties until I read the caption. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess. Overreaction Bronson said, I don't hear the passion when you're not singing about tits. Call me old fashioned, but I like my songs to be about breasts. And then Martin.Ambroseword said, suck titties, get fitties.
Which is true.
That is true.
You can't argue with that.
But you see,
you can't win.
I'm pigeonholed.
Very pigeonholed.
Yeah. I'm like the fucking Urkel of like the titty rappy world.
Your titty game is kind of like our coworker Trill Ballins, where it's like just do the smocking tweet.
Yeah,
just do that, man. Just bring back the smocking tweet.
That was the thing. I was like, you guys will never let me be a real artist.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Unless I like turn into like Frank Ocean and completely transform everything I do and never make a titty song again. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Have you ever thought about, because you are so deep into the titty game, this might be the world record for most titties in a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to send
so.
It to Guinness because it titties. Legitimately might be.
Titties.
Well done, Kate.
And also titties is like, it's not like in that PC culture of like word that's offensive yet.
Yeah, like right. Pussy or cunt.
Yeah, yeah. Like you can't say like, if I was saying, suck your pussy.
Yeah, you'd be president.
Yeah. I would have like at least 11 write-in votes.
Yeah.
Please make your next song, Suck Your Cunt From Behind.
Yeah. People would be like, yo, dude, that's for real.
That is a barrier.
You might want to dial that one back.
They'd be like, yo, man.
Sorry.
Yo, I used to fuck with you. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Sounds like the dude who's in the cell next to Hannibal Lecter.
I got carried away.
I can smell your cunt.
Those comments would be like, yo, I used to fuck with you heavy, man, but like this is like on some real like non-feminist handmaids, man. Handmaid shit,
like, but so. I feel like you owe it to the ladies to also bring about a little bit of awareness for breast health.
Hell yeah.
So what we,
I'm all about titty health.
So what we wanted to do is have you, we have a couple beats lined up.
Oh, damn. It's like Sway in the Morning.
Yeah. So we're going to go through a couple different beats. You can pick, but we're going to have you do the National Mammogram Awareness Message.
All right.
We ready?
Oh, this is the actual message.
Oh, yeah. Message. Feel free to play with it and do whatever you want.
All right, cool.
And if you want me to be me and Kate to be your Migos, she's really good at being the Migos.
Hey, chaps.
What's up?
Something's been on my mind lately.
Oh, damn.
And I mean this totally platonic way, but...
I'm totally platonic.
Just between friends.
Just between friends.
We friends, baby.
I've been thinking about your titties.
That's weird.
Been thinking about your titties.
Especially your titty health.
They are feeling kind of swollen.
You've got to get them checked.
Gotta get them checked. On National Mammographic Day, it's observed annually on the third Friday in October. It's part of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, baby. This day serves as a reminder to all the women that the best defense is early detection. A mammogram can often detect a problem in your chest, your breast, anything around that area, babe, before there is any outward physical signs, baby. Sure, you get your regular checkups. Get checked up regularly. Don't wait for National Mammography Day. Just go to your PCP and get them checked out. Yeah. National Mammography Day.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to have them smash up my titties.
You guys know what
smash
my favorite pancake is?
What kind?
A healthy breast between two x-ray plates.
Oh, yeah. Radiation.
Pour some syrup on it.
Pour some syrup on them titties, baby.
Bounce some blueberries off them.
Whatever you want, chocolate chips.
With cream.
What about bananas, Foster?
Bananas all over your chest.
Caramelize those nipples, girl.
All over your breasts, baby. Oh.
Double D's whipped cream.
Double D's with whipped cream is my dream. But my biggest dream is that you go and get your titties checked.
Damn.
And then we can both enjoy your breasts for the rest of our lives. Yeah.
Go get them checked, everybody.
Go get them titties checked.
All right, so where can people find your stuff at?
You can find me at Danny LoPriori on Instagram and Twitter.
And their podcast?
The podcast, The Basement Yard, soundcloud.com/TheBasementYard. Episodes every Monday, and we have a YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/TheBasementYard.
Hilarious, man. Thanks for coming in, bro.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You.
We appreciate
titties.
It.
Titties.
Titties.
Fucking titties, I know, yeah, I know, yeah. Let me suck them titties, baby. No, let me suck them titties, babe. Let me suck them titties, babe. I'm home. Suck them titties on the west side. Suck them titties on the breast side. Best titties I ever had. Oh, let me suck them titties right now. From the night turn it down, girl. Suck one, maybe two. And damn, boy, gone. Let me suck them titties, babe. Oh, yeah. Let me suck them titties, babe. Let me suck them titties.